Kuntris Lag BaOmer. This mimer starts with the words of Tehillim. Galenai v'abite niflois mitirasecha. Open my eyes and I shall gaze at the hidden wonders from your Torah. This should immediately grab our attention, since the Rebbe called this year Areinu Niflois, I will show wonders. And over the course of the year, the Rebbe would proceed to explain that all we need to do is open our eyes. In this discourse, in this mimer, the Rebbe explains to us what this means. The pasuk mentioned above has a connection with Lag BaOmer, which is when the mimer was originally said. It was only published in Toshin Onal. It was 14 years after it was said, the Ferbrengen. Because the word Gal means, in this pasuk, it means open my eyes. It has the same letters as Lag. Gal and Lag are the same letters. Lag BaOmer. So it's a connection to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is not only the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appeared to fleshly eyes to pass away, but it was the day of the main revelation of Pnimis HaTorah. As brought in the Zohar, it says there that Rashbi revealed, quoting from the Zohar, holy words that he had not revealed over the course of his life, because the things he revealed at the time of his Histalkus were the highest matters that even Rashbi had been afraid to reveal prior to this. That's the Lashon of the Zohar. So who fails to see here a big, bold hint from the Rebbe, that the Rebbe in the year before our fleshly eyes perceived Chav Zayin Adar and Gimel Tammuz, the Rebbe is revealing to us in Dvar Malchus things that which he had not previously revealed, as anyone who learns Dvar Malchus recognizes. So the Rebbe proceeds to address a simple question. If the inner dimension of Torah is concealed from us, then the request should be, revealed to me the hidden matters. That we should say to Hashem, reveal to me. But the verse, the pasuk, is requesting instead, open my eyes, implying that the concealment is due to the eyes being closed and not to the fact that the things are hidden from us. And the Rebbe answers that the Torah was given in order that we will become elevated, becoming kelim in which Elokus can be revealed. And specifically in those matters which apply down below, such as our human activities of eating, drinking, doing business, etc. In terms of your Torah, to quote the pasuk, this means perceiving the hidden dimension of Torah within the revealed dimension. The deep intentions, deep kavanas, which are enclosed in the mitzvahs. That's the one is to see the hidden dimension of the Torah within the nigilat Torah, and the other is the kavanas which we enclose into the mitzvahs that we do. In fact, the main refinement and purification of the lower beings, the main intent of the giving of the Torah, as was mentioned, takes place through the kavanas of the mitzvahs. So all of this is related to Rashbi and Lag BaOmer, as the other verse that contains a hint to this day is Eda Galazay. It says that Yaakov Avinu built a mound of stones as a mechitza, so that Lavan, his father-in-law, and him would be separated, and neither one would cross it, and they would keep distance from each other, and not harm each other. And as Lavan wouldn't harm Yaakov. As the Rebbe explains here, this mound of stones was never meant to be permanent. A wall has permanence, but a mound of stones, you make a mound of stones, which refers to the tzimtzum and concealment. It's only constructed in order that the Yidden will do the work to remove it, take apart the mound of stones, and to reveal the inner dimension of the tzimtzum itself, that the whole purpose of the tzimtzum is for the revelation. So this recognition that the tzimtzum is really for the sake of revelation, and we could say by way of a mashal, like the father who hides from his son in order that the son will search for him and find him. It's a mashal of the Mittler Rebbe. So this recognition is the accomplishment of Rashbi, who refined this machitza and brought about that the highest revelations could be perceived also in the lowest worlds. This means, and I'm quoting the Rebbe from the Maimer, the seeing of the wonders of Torah should be not only because the wonders will be revealed, but rather because the Eibishter will open up the person's eyes and the person will see the wonders of the Torah in his own matters. That the tzimtzum, the concealment, which allows the dimension of his own matters to come into being, is really for the sake of revelation. That's the quote from the Rebbe. In other words, the message of the year of Tashrin and Aleph, the year of I will show wonders, Areinu Niflois, is that within matters that derive from the Tzimtzum itself, we should perceive the loftiest revelations of Elokus in the revealed world, in the revealed dimension of Torah. And how can we possibly succeed to do that properly? By diligently laboring to understand this dimension of Torah and asking Hashem to please open my eyes.